So what happens next with all the legal matters, all the matters of criminal justice that still need to be dealt with, irrespective of the fact that Marcus Juster, former CEO of Steinhoff, took his own life yesterday? Let's welcome 2702 Drive then author James Brent Stein. His book entitled Steinhoff Inside SA's Biggest Corporate Crash. James, good afternoon to you. I wanted to ask you this before we get into the kind of what next. Are you any clearer as to what exactly happened? I'm not saying there are wildly conflicting reports, but there do seem to be some gaps to my mind, maybe not to yours, though. Good afternoon.
Hi, Don. Hi to the listeners as well. No, I'm afraid I'm not that close to what happened in recent events, so I'm not further informed as to what you might be.
Okay, so let's get into the what next then. My sure. Understanding is there was to be a court case. What's happened? What will happen now, even though Marcus Juster obviously will not be in the dock?
Yeah, so the Hawks issued a statement today. They indicated that they had indeed, so they clarified that there was a rumor that they had issued a warrant of arrest for Juster, and they indeed clarified in a statement today that that warrant of arrest had been issued and he was supposed to appear in the dock commercial crimes court today, along with Tian Grobler, one of his senior companions at Steinhoff for many years. And then, of course, what happened yesterday happened. Mr. Grobler did appear in court, I understand. So I suppose what happens next, the investigations will certainly, hopefully, not end. What I'd like to see happen next very much is that PwC report there to be released. It boggles my mind that PwC did a whole in-depth investigation and then released 11 pages of it, and the whole rest of it, 3,000-odd pages, has just been hidden away for whatever reason, you know, and they've just been allowed to do that. So I'd expect at the very least that full report to be released and see what other names pop up.
So tell us a little bit about Mr. Grobler and what his role is alleged to have been, what his role might have been. I assume he's someone that you took a close look at for your book.
I did, in short. He was sort of in charge of treasury, sort of for the funding, the financing, so sort of the treasurer of the group. His senior role was there, I think, from the very beginning, 1998-odd, a very close friend, compatriot of Juster's. So certainly his role is going to be interesting to further unpack and see what they found on him. I mean, he's the only person, him and Juster, who have been named that I'm aware of. So far, so we'll have to see what else comes out of it.
While you were working on the book, and I'm sure there were times when you pictured a dock in your mind and a potential court case or series of cases, presumably there would have been more than two people being held account for this.
No, look, I mean, it's, you know, there's no way this could have been orchestrated by one guy. I mean, that's impossible. If you just think practically, you've got a company, you know, by all accounts, a very public, very successful or a very busy company. I mean, it was successful. If you looked at all the numbers that Deloitte kept signing off every year, the profits just rocketed and the share price rocketed. They listed at 4 Rand. At one stage, it was 96 Rand. So it really is, by all accounts, on the face of it, was a successful company. But if you think that you've got this big company, global company, 36 countries, that's a big operation. You can't do that yourself. And now there's this whole sub level of shenanigans going on, which must have been massively complex. So it's impossible for one person to orchestrate that. I mean, it's just a matter of common sense. So, can two people have done it? I have my doubts. I do think there's some more things that must crawl out of the woodwork.
And just finally, I mean, the things like the Financial Sector Conduct Authority process and so on, what happens to that? I mean, does that all shift? Does the focus of that shift to Marcus Juster's estate? Does it just go away? Mm-hmm.
A good question. I must say I'm not entirely sure. I would assume that would be the case, that it would go to the estate. That would be my assumption, but I'm afraid I'm not entirely 100% sure.
Thanks so much, James Brent Stein.
You're very welcome.
Author, have a good day. And to you, author of Steinhoff, Inside SA's Biggest Corporate Crash. It's 17 minutes past 4.